Hi, I'm Jen, and this is Positive Babble. Any topic goes around here as long as it's positive. Each week, I'll bring you something to ponder. A quote, a book recommendation, an amazing story, or a special guest. All of this positivity is coming straight to you from the beautiful island of Maui, Hawaii. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Aloha. Good morning. Today is a beautiful day of opportunity. I am exactly where I need to be. I open myself to the universe and trust in the unfolding of my life. That is my new favorite mantra. The first time I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to say this every day. It is part of a beautiful 10-minute meditation on YouTube by Boho Beautiful. I will share the link in the show notes. I highly recommend you take a listen. It's just a quick 10-minute morning meditation, and it really sets the tone for your day. And it's true. Every single day is a beautiful day of opportunity if we choose to see that. So have a listen. Let me know what you think. I mean, it's really one of my favorites right now. So episode one was about radical kindness and showing others appreciation. However, today, part two is about radical kindness and showing yourself appreciation. The most important thing you can do is love yourself. The longest relationship you're ever going to have in your life is with yourself. So getting to know who you are, what you want, your values, what you like and dislike, it's really the only segue into showing others appreciation, right? So there are a few things that I have done over the years to show myself appreciation, and I wanted to share them with you today. First of all, you need to cultivate positive self-talk. You know, empower yourself. The I am statement is very powerful for me. I have used it for 20 years. I started with Louise Hay. I like the I am strong, I am smart, I am kind, I am capable. The newest one that I really like, I am unstoppable. Look yourself directly in the eyes in the mirror and say those or any other I am statements and watch how empowering that feels. It may feel silly at first, but keep at it. Keep practicing. Eventually, you're going to get to a place where it really does help you shift your mindset. I love the I am statement mantras. So good. Second, stop judging yourself so harshly. I can take this advice regularly because I tend to judge myself a little harshly. And I think most people do. So stop doing that. I mean, we all do the best we can with the information we have at the time. Stop being so hard on yourself. You're a human. Give yourself grace. We make mistakes. Acknowledge that and love yourself anyway. Acknowledge that and forgive yourself anyway. Okay? Another one I love is acknowledge your accomplishments in whatever way works for you. Pat yourself on the back. Take yourself out for a cup of coffee. One of the ways that I acknowledge my accomplishments is when I send myself a reminder email to get something done, I'm like, you're incredible. I love you. You've done a great job. Keep it up. I'm telling you, when I read emails like that from myself a few days later, it really does lift me up. Learn to accept compliments. Learn, people. We all need to work on this. Don't diminish a compliment when it's been given to you. I'm going to admit I've recently done this about this podcast, actually. An acquaintance of mine responded to my social media post about launching the podcast, and they were like, hey, I really like this. And when I ran into them later, I was like, oh, well, you know, it's just something little I'm working on, da 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 da. I kind of diminished the compliment. I look back and realize definitely wish I had not done that. But I love and forgave myself for doing it, and I have learned I will not do it again. Now I'm going to be like, thank you, I appreciate that, and move on. Learn to accept compliments. We deserve them. And reward yourself in your efforts. Similar to acknowledging your accomplishments, but like reward yourself, right? Reward yourself and your efforts. Make a list of all the things you've done throughout the day for your work, for your family, for your friends, and reward yourself. I like to do a little at-home spa day, do my nails, put on a face mask, watch a cheesy Christmas movie. Yes, December is the best. But really, rewarding yourself for your efforts is so valuable. So my friends, don't forget, you are going to be the longest relationship that you ever have. So cultivate positive self-talk, empower yourself in whatever way works for you. Stop judging yourself so harshly. Acknowledge your accomplishments. Create like an internal appreciation, even a little award ceremony you do on the inside of your head. That's always fun. Learn to accept compliments. Don't diminish compliments when they're given to you. And finally, reward yourself and your efforts. You are so worth it. You deserve to be rewarded. Don't forget, you're amazing. You deserve the best. Show yourself the best. Take care of yourself. There is nothing wrong with taking care of ourselves, right? So take care of your body, mind, and spirit in whatever way suits you. I hope that helps. Even reviewing that helps me. So that, my friends, is your positive babble of the week. I will see you inside next week's episode. Aloha. Thanks for listening. If you've got something positive to share or an idea for the show, that would be fantastic. Please send an email to jen@positivebabble.com. Oh, and hey, while you're at it, follow us on Facebook or Instagram @positivebabble. If you positively love this show, please review us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Have an amazing day.